In less than half an hour, we'll tell you how the state is conducting an end run around opponents of the Page Avenue extension. With news at the top and bottom of every hour and weather and traffic updates every 10 minutes throughout the morning rush hour, this is Jim Cox from the KEZK Newsroom. Good morning.
A great way to start your morning.
When you get to work this morning, make sure your radio is set to Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK, St. Louis's choice for soft, familiar favorites while you work.
KEZK, Soft Rock 102.5.
Good morning, St. Louis. Thanks for starting your day with Soft Rock, 102.5 KEZK.
Thought I'd seen everything as beautiful as yours.
Soft Rock, 102.5 KEZK. The latest from Natalie Cole, A Smile Like Yours. And right before that, we heard from Don Henley. Good morning, Ed Goodman here at 549. Another sunny, hot, and humid day, and another dry day. Channel 5's meteorologist, John Fuller, saying keep the hoses handy if you want to get any water around your place. It's going to come from that, or wherever you get your water. 95 for a high, no rain in sight here until at least Sunday. And tomorrow will be in the mid-90s again. Could cool off a little bit on Sunday. I mean by that, in the upper 80s. Whoa. Huh? Do. It's 74 degrees right now at Lambert Baldwin has 73 and in Wentzville 74. The forecast has been brought to you by American Equity, Mortgage. Equity Mortgage.
How are you?
I was fine until I tried to say American Equity Mortgage. Yes. Then it went right down the tube. I guess I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I realized last night watching the highlights of the ball game, which the Cardinals lost 4-3.
Yes.
That I haven't been to a baseball game yet this year. You know what? And I haven't heard you talking much about it. And you're a big season ticket holder and a big fan. Have you been going as often as you normally do?
Well, sort of. You know, probably not as much. We are going, though, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then we're going the next Friday night. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, they've been out on the road, it seems like, a lot.
Maybe that's why we haven't been going.
Right, because the last time we went was when the Cubs were in town in June. June 25th, so that's almost been a month ago, hasn't it?
Wait a minute. The Cardinals have been home since June, right?
Well, right.
Yeah,
and haven't gone.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Right. So you're right. We haven't gone as often. I've just spent 1 minute getting back to what you originally said.
And here we are at 11:15 in the morning, and we've finally finished Marianne's statement. Okay. Next time this happens, when I ask that,
just say yes.
Pick up on the fact that I haven't been offered your tickets when you don't go to the game, you see?
That's where we're going with
this. Man, and then you got to explain the whole thing on top of everything else. You can't even be genteel about it no more. It's okay. Go ahead. Do the trapping.
All right, I will. Thank you. This report is brought to you by your Suburban Journals, and we are in good shape so far for the Thursday morning commute. Just a little volume now on the Poplar Street Bridge, but no backups as of yet. KEZK time is 5:51, and coming up at 6, Alan Barklage in the KEZK Nation's Bank Jetcopter with St. Louis's first airborne traffic report. From the KEZK Traffic Desk, I'm Mary Ann Carson.
The time to buy is now. Hurry!
KZK time is 5:55. Jim Cox, what's coming up in our 6 o'clock news this morning?
Copyright story in the Post-Dispatch this morning, Ed, on how the state of Missouri is doing what might be called an end run around the community of Maryland Heights to get the Page Avenue extension completed.
Okay, we'll have a translation of that coming up for you in the news.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I'm here
for. Oh, okay, all right. Translations available at 6, just less than 5 minutes from now, on Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK.
I've been alone inside myself.
Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK, St. Louis, 6 o'clock. Good morning, Ed Goodman here, Thursday morning. Another hot and humid one coming up. John Fuller will have all the details for us here in just a couple of seconds. So stay with us if you're just getting out of bed this morning. Start thinking cool, breathing clothes because it's going to be warm today. A little later on this morning, we're going to talk to the folks from Whiffy Incorporated.
From what?
Whiffy.
Whiffy?
Whiffy. W-H-I-F-F-Y. Whiffy.
Okay.
They specialize in producing products derived from the odor of skunks.
Yeah.
Thus the Whiffy, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay.
We want to, it's a new company, and we want to talk to them quickly because we think they're going to be around long.
Yeah.
I mean, just what do you do with skunk odorific stuff here?
Yeah, you know? I can't imagine.
And also a little later on this morning, if you're getting ready to head out of the house and you're hungry and you're getting ready to stop and eat something, do you eat while you drive? Dashboard dining.
Ooh.
Yes. Among other things.
Yeah.
Stay with us here. We'll do that later on. Here's Jim Cox right now with a KZK News update, Jim.
Thanks, Ed. We have 73 degrees under a partly cloudy sky, and a suspect in the Gianni Versace case has been put on the top of the FBI's most wanted list. Details after News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller checks today's weather. His forecast brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Homeowners, call now for a bill consolidation loan before rates go up again. Guaranteed low rates even with...